produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hello, 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 and blessings, my fellow brothers and sisters. This is your host, Minister Mel. I'm welcoming you to Leaders of Legacy Radio this afternoon, and just want to give a shout out to all our listeners that are tuning in, to all of our viewers that are online hearing, and just thanking you for tuning in. Thank you for having ears to hear what the Lord will speak today. Just want to give you a word of encouragement. Just want to give you a word of blessing, a word of comfort, an uplifting word to just speak over you. So I just thank you once again for tuning in from all over. And just taking this time out to just seek the Lord and get a bit of instruction and just get a jump start in your faith for today. So once again, just thank you and welcome to Leaders of Legacy. Today, we're going to be touching on the topic of the voice of God. The voice of God, which is a very wide topic that people speak about, but it's listening and truly hearing the voice of God in the stillness of God's voice, or whether it's an audible voice, or whether it's just the inner spirit speaking to you that you know it's His voice. I have about 8 characteristics of the voice of God and what the voice of God is not that I'll be sharing with today. And just want to encourage you, because sometimes our emotions, they lead us. They lead us, and they take us into places that we have no business being. And everything that comes our way, we don't have to accept. So just want to speak a little bit on the voice of God and what the voice of God does. When the voice of God speaks to us, and when the voice of God is clear to us, and the voice of God is leading us, He doesn't lead us astray. You know, He doesn't lead us astray. At Isaiah 30:21, God's voice will always lead us in His direction. You know, whether we go to the right or to the left, there will always be a voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. And sometimes that way is an uncomfortable way. It's a way that's unfamiliar. It's a way that, you know, is territory that we didn't trod on before, or a direction that we've never went. So we tend to sometimes question or think, no, that's not God. That's me. That's, you know, that's my emotion. That's my doubt. That's my fear. And in fact, it's the voice of God leading us. It's the still small voice of God that shows us and directs us. So God's voice, it stills us. It stills us. The enemy's voice, it rushes us. God's voice is still. It gives us that peace, that assurance that it's Him speaking. We're not in a rush. That's the enemy. The enemy rushes us, not God. His voice stills us. God's voice, it leads us, while the enemy's voice, it pushes us. It pushes us. You know, and God's voice is a leading. It's almost like a taking us by the hand and showing us and giving us that stillness and that calmness that, you know, this is right. This is right. Go this way. That's right. Do that. That's right. Jump into that. So it leads us. It doesn't push us. God's voice, it reassures us, while the enemy's voice, it frightens us. You know, there's an assurance when God speaks. There's a boldness that comes forth when the Lord speaks, and we just know that we know that we know that it's Him speaking. So again, His voice reassures us, and the enemy's voice, it frightens us. It brings about fear. It brings about confusion. It brings about a wavering, a not knowing. So when these things are happening in our lives and all these voices are coming out of us, we have to understand that God's voice stills us, it leads us, it reassures us, it enlightens us, it lifts the burdens, it lifts the weight off of our shoulders, it enlightens us, while the enemy, his voice confuses us. And we know that confusion is not of God, that confusion is of the enemy. So anytime that God's voice speaks, it enlighten us to pursue the purpose, to pursue the passion, to pursue His will, to pursue the leading that He's setting before us. Amen. And God's voice also encourages us. Excuse me. His voice encourages us. It encourages, it lifts up, it edifies. When God speaks, He reassures us of who we are. He reassures us of His love for us. So anytime the Lord speaks over us, it's an encouragement where the enemy discourages. The enemy discourages us. The enemy speaks negatively. The enemy speaks things into us. And sometimes it's easy to fall into what the enemy is speaking because our emotions are leading. So again, God's voice encourages us and lifts us up. So if you find yourself in a situation where, you know, you're just discouraged and you don't know why, I just challenge you to just be still, to be still before the Lord, to let the Lord lead you, to let Him reassure you, to let Him lighten the load, you know, to let Him bring a clarity unto your mind. And God's voice, it comforts us. It comforts in a way that no friend, no family member, no other person, no relationship, it comforts us in a way that other things can't. While the enemy, he brings about worry. And how many of us have ever been in a circumstance or situation where we've worried and worried and worried, and it does us no good? Worrying does us no good. So when you find yourself in a place of worry, recognize that's the enemy's voice speaking to you. The enemy causes worry because the Lord brings about a comfort when He speaks. His voice, it calms us. It calms us, while the enemy's voice obsesses us. It obsesses us with our failures, with our wrongdoings, with our shortcomings, with how many times we fell. We begin to focus on those things, and that's the enemy's voice speaking, because God's voice speaks, and we have such a calmness, such a clarity, such a stillness in knowing that we can face anything that's set before us. And also, the last and final characteristic I want to talk about is how God's voice convicts us. It convicts us into a place of repentance. It convicts us into a place where we understand that He's so holy and we are not. And the closer that we get to Him, the more that we listen to His voice and heed His voice, the conviction within us, it gets so much greater. On the other hand, the enemy, he condemns us. So when condemnation comes, when you know you feel or you're thinking, I'm never gonna be nothing, I'll never amount to nothing, I can't possibly do that, that's the enemy speaking. Bring it to a stop, bring it to a standstill, and understand that the conviction of the Lord causes us to go higher, to go deeper in Him. The condemnation of the enemy, it halts our walk. And it brings our emotions and our minds and our hearts. It brings it into a confused state, a state where doubt sets in, fear sets in. And that's not the voice that we want to listen to. That's not the voice that should be recognizable to us. We should understand the voice of God and be able to recognize the voice of God and understand that anything that condemns us, we shouldn't receive it. The enemy's greatest tactic is to get us to doubt God's voice, to doubt what God said, to doubt, you know, what the Lord has spoken to you in the private place. There was his greatest tactic in the garden, you know, with Eve. He got her to doubt, did God really say that you can't eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge? Did God really say that? You know, he tricked her into that, into doubting what the Lord had said. And that's where many of us fall short at. We fall short at that because we allow him to speak louder, and it pushes us into a place of doubt. It pushes us into a place of confusion. It pushes us into a place. But I'm here to encourage you today and tell you that if you're still alive and you're still standing today, it's because he's not done. He's not done speaking. He's not done whispering. He's not done revealing his voice unto you, unto us. As a people, he's not done, you know, and it's proof. If we're alive right now, it's proof. We remember the former things that he's done, the former things that he spoke, the former ways that he moved. So it's proof that there's greater yet to come. There's greater yet to hear from the Lord Jesus. There's greater yet to receive from him. So I encourage you to just hold on a little while longer, and all the distractions, God, I just break every distraction, even now, oh God, right now, where anyone under the sound of my voice might be feeling a little confused. They might be feeling, well, God, I really don't know what your voice sounds like. Is, you know, sometimes it's not an audible voice. Sometimes it's just that still small feeling inside, that still small nudge inside of you, the Holy Spirit tugging at your heart. That too is also the voice of God. And hearing the voice of God, it requires us to be listening, to be listening. We're people that should listen to the voice that we hear, the word that we read, the way that God speaks. We should be listening. Oftentimes, our emotions get in the way to what we know God's voice to be. And because we don't feel it, because we don't feel like it, we tend to question, we tend to doubt. When our emotions are off, we accept anything that comes our way. Our thoughts wander, doubt creeps in, and we start to question what the Lord has spoke. We start to question to, you know, what he's told us previously. We start to question what his word declares, and we get unstable. We get unstable, and the word says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. But when we listen to God's voice, there's such a clarity. There's such a way of knowing. There's such a peace and a stillness that comes over us. There's such a softness. There's such a just a knowing, a sense of knowing that this is God. This is you speaking, Lord. We often hear, but we don't listen. And it requires so much more. The voice of God requires so much more that we listen and not just hear, because listen, it turns into a verb when we do, when we move with an action to what we hear, to what we've heard, to listening to the command, listening to what his word says, moving on it, applying on it. So there's so much more. And John 10:27 says, my own sheep will hear my voice And I know each and every one of them. I know them. And they will follow me. So when we hear the voice of God, we follow hard after him. We run long after him. We understand that this is the voice. So today, I just declare over you listening that you would know the voice of God so clearly in a matter where every other voice has to be silenced because you understand the voice of God. You listen clearly to the voice of God. So every other voice, it has to be silent. All the lies, they have to be silent right now in the name of Jesus. All the confusion has to be silenced right now in the name of Jesus, because we know and we understand the voice of the Lord. Oh God, today would you just lead us, Lord, like you led Moses, God, like you led Moses to hear you, to speak to you like a friend, like you spoke with Abraham, Lord. Like, God, we want to hear your voice like that. We want to be led by your voice like that, Lord, today. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that knowing your voice is to be led by you, Father. It's to be led by you. His voice stills us. It calms us. It brings a joy over us when anxiety creeps in. Anxiety is such a big one. Anxiety, and God's voice stills us and calms us. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious about nothing, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Make your request known to God. And that brings such a comfort in knowing that when we're walking in anxiety, when we're walking in fear, when we're walking in that confusion, that we could call on him, that we could call into his name with prayer and thanksgiving, and he will still us. He will calm us. It brings such a joy in knowing that we don't walk alone, but he leads us. He leads us, and we as his sheep, we follow his voice. We follow his leading. His voice comforts us when we're afraid and unsure of what to do. His voice will His voice causes us to wait when we don't know what to do in uncertain situations, when we're unsure, when we don't know which way to go, when we don't know where you know, the next thing is going to come from. It just causes us to wait and be still before him. When we know his voice, we don't mind waiting. We don't mind waiting because we understand. We understand that those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that's Isaiah 40:31. When we wait on the God, and when we wait on his voice, when we wait on his leading, we're re-strengthened, we're renewed, we're touched from inside. Inner power that overtakes us, an inner power that comforts us, an inner power, an inner working of the Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit that lives within us as believers. We're just stilled, we're calmed, we're waiting, we're renewed with a strength that we can't even put into words. We just know that we know that it's the Lord, that it's the Lord. There's a patience that comes over us, and we wait, because if we rush or we move ahead of his voice, we wind up getting into spiritual accidents. It's like running a green light. What happens when you run a green light in traffic? There's a chance that when you run a red light, I'm sorry, there's a chance that you can be hit, that you can get on a collision, a head-on collision, a side collision at the intersection. The same thing is in the spirit. It's in the spirit. When we move ahead of the voice of God, ahead of his leading, we miss it. We can miss it. We set ourselves up to run into things that we were never meant to cross into. We set ourselves up into open to spiritual attacks. When we wait on the Lord, there's a covering. It's a covering that overtakes us, a covering that overshadows us. The shadow of his wings, we rest, we hide, we find comfort in that. So when we get ahead of his voice and jump ahead of the things that God is saying, ahead of the things that God is leading, we're prone to spiritual accidents. So God, we don't mind waiting on you today. let that be your heart's cry. God, I don't mind waiting, God, on your voice to lead me. I don't mind, God, being still before you, Jesus. Take me by the hand and show me. God's voice is still. It's so soft. It can be so loud. It can be so clear. It's roaring. It's roaring. It's in the sunset. It's in the sunrise. It's in the winds. It roars in the lightning, in the thunder. God's voice is in all of these things. It chirps in the birds. The birds chirping each morning, each night, each evening. The birds chirping. God's voice is in it if we're just listening. He's the maker of creation. Everything. His voice is in everything if we would just listen. It's sweet in a friendly smile or a hello. It's comforting in the passing of a loved one or when it's someone's time to go. God's voice is so comforting. It brings a comfort unto us. And this I know full well. I know the voice of God to be comforting in the loss of my son. I know what it is for the voice of God to just whisper, "Oh, daughter, it's going to be okay. Oh, daughter, I'm here. I'm here in your midst, daughter." It's such a comforting, even in when it's quiet, when he doesn't speak a word, the voice of God, it's quiet. It's still. It bears witness into our inner being. It's an assurance on a cold winter's day that soon, the flowers will bloom again. God's voice is in everything if we would just listen, if we would just have the ears to hear and apply, the ears to hear and recognize what is his voice, what's not his voice. Filter it out. Take every thought captive, because once again, I say, everything that comes our way, we don't have to receive it. You don't have to receive everything that comes your way. Everything the enemy sends our way, the condemnation, we don't have to receive it. We can speak and bring a correction unto it when we speak with the voice of God and speak his word. When we speak in the authority of the voice of Jesus that he's given us in his word, We counteract what the enemy sends our way. We counteract it and we send it back into the pit of hell when we speak with God's voice in his truth, in his power, in his love. We take dominion over the things and the lies, the condemnation that the enemy brings. We don't have to receive everything. When sickness comes your way, you don't have to receive it. The voice of God says that healing is the children's bread. Healing is the children's inheritance. So speak the word of healing when sickness tries to come, when lies creep in. Speak the truth. In the word of God, speak it with truth, speak it with love, speak it with compassion over yourself, because God's voice doesn't lie. He will lead you. He'll lead you. God's voice will lead you in a way that you understand. Make it so personal. Make the word so personal. Make your prayer time so personal with him, and get to know. May your ears be tuned today. May your ears be tuned today to the voice of God, and every lie be silenced. Every lie and every counterfeit that has masked itself, seeming and appearing like the voice of God, I bind you out right now off of every listener that's tuning in. I bind you right now, oh God, and I release ears to hear, oh God, over people, Lord, that are tuning in, oh God, each and every place, oh God, everywhere, oh God, you meet them right now, oh God, and place your fingers, Holy Spirit, in the ears and remove every obstruction, oh God, remove every obstruction from the ears that doesn't allow a people to hear you. Every person that will catch this on the replay, that catches it under the sound of my voice, I deem that your ears are open to hear the voice and leading of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ lead you. The voice of the Lord guide you. The voice of the Lord love on you. The voice of the Lord bring you peace. The voice of the Lord bring you clarity. The voice of the Lord bring you comfort. The voice of the Lord bring you healing. The voice of the Lord still you. Still you in the chaos, in the confusion. The voice of the Lord enlighten your heavy heart today. I declare in Jesus' name that the voice of the Lord enlighten and encourage your heart today. Oh, Jesus, I pray that your voice just comforts a people that are tuning in, a people that are seeking direction. I pray, oh God, I pray, Lord, that your voice convict a people, oh God, that we would live lives that please you, lives that are submitted to you, lives that understand that this is your way, walk in it, lives that when we want to go to the left, but you're calling us to go to the right, that we wouldn't question, we would lead, we would understand your leading and follow strong after your lead. I thank you, God, for a people, Lord Jesus, that chase hard after you. I thank you that every listener tuned in today, that they understand and they have a clear notion, a clear understanding of your voice, Lord, leading them to the path of righteousness, leading them to the path of understanding, leading them with all wisdom, leading them with all hope, leading them with all faith. I pray, Lord Jesus, I pray that the conviction, oh God, over your people, oh God, it be so deep, oh God. It be so deep today because your voice becomes so real. Holy Spirit, from the inside, Holy Spirit, grab a hold of hearts, grab a hold of minds today and lead us closer unto you where our convictions, oh God, outweigh the condemnation, oh God, that the enemy sends, oh God, where we understand that we're a people that are loved, that are chosen, that are called by your name, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for everyone listening in, oh God, that has burdens that only you can make light, Lord Jesus. Lift their load. Lift the load, oh God. Lift the load, oh God. Give them eyes to see, oh Jesus. Ears to hear, Lord Jesus, where you're leading in this hour, how you're leading in this hour, how to be a people of influence, how to be a people that stand out, how to be a people that pray and seek your direction for everything, Lord. So I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you would bless them, that you would keep them, oh God. Every person that's tuned in, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he show you and lead you into all righteousness, into all goodness, into all mercy, into a life flowing in abundance. A life flowing in abundance, a life led by the leading of his voice, where you understand that this is the voice of the Lord and you run hard after him. I thank you for joining us today. I thank you. I just bless each and every one of you. And as we close up this segment of just the voice of God on Leaders of Legacy today, I just ask that you keep us in prayer as we continue to walk this life of faith out, as we continue to move forward in all that God has entrusted us with, and as we continue to be a voice to the nations, that you would just keep us and cover us in prayer and just pray for us. Just keep us in prayer and just pray that we wouldn't lose heart and that we would just continue as mighty warriors, because we belong to the army of the Lord. We all belong to the army of the Lord. The body is incomplete if you don't do your part. So I thank you, I bless you, and I encourage you today. And as I get off the program this afternoon, I just ask the Lord to keep you. I ask the Lord to bless you. I ask the Lord to show you afresh and anew how much you mean to him, how lovely you are to him, and how great is all his ways for you. So I bless you and I thank you, and we look forward to tuning into you again on the next segment here on Leaders of Legacy. We bless you and we thank you, and we'll tune in together again soon. So have a wonderful, blessed remainder of your day. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.